Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, the question is, who now represents the people? We the people. Election Day is now just 5 days away. What a journey this has been. More bumps than a washboard gravel road. More scandals than Peyton Place. Boy, that's aging. And the scandals are now, always were, crimes. Crimes of great significance against this nation and its people. These aren't just little oopsies. These are crimes. We're dealing with treason, pay to play, and selling America out. We're possibly dealing with a sex crime ring for pedophiles and endangering and enslaving and trafficking children. But the left and their media will tell you Trump said bad stuff. He is mean in the mouth, and he might have groped some women. That Trump lacks government experience, well, people, let me tell you, the experience Hillary Clinton has is not what America needs. Watergate, Filegate, Whitewater, Benghazi, emails, pay to play, using the position of Secretary of State as a position to gain power and wealth, not to keep Americans safe. It's growing more and more obvious that this crime or crimes possibly go very, very high. Question why our president was emailing on an unsecured, unapproved personal server to the Secretary of State and then lied about it. Question why the Attorney General met with Bill Clinton in private on her jet on the tarmac at an Arizona airport days before the director of the FBI laid out the crimes and then opted not to indict Hillary Clinton. It smells like crime and conspiracy to hide their dastardly deeds. That's how it smells to me, and it should to you. I mentioned yesterday how far out this governing bunch in D.C. have gone. Trump says drain the swamp, and I believe a swamp is cleaner than the cesspool we're dealing with in D.C. When the crimes against America have gone so high, who will represent we the people? I have a little jingle, a little song that I jotted down, and I might have stole the tune. So bear with me because I'm not in great singing voice this morning, but I want to sing this to you, and I want you to think about it. 5 days to go, 4 candidates, 3 scandals, give or take, 2-party monopoly. Election Day is here to set us free. The real voter fraud is if you allowed them to talk you out of voting. Today's guest, if I didn't just scare her away, is Minnie Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Minnie works hard all year, every year, not just election years, to keep the bureaucrats and the special interest groups at bay. Mindy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. You are awesome, and I appreciate that so much. What a great intro.
Oh,
what an interesting time this is. I'm bracing myself, and yet I feel cautiously optimistic. There's so much corruption.
You know, I'm very optimistic, and I hope that's not a bad thing. And my optimism is in the crowds of the people that are rallying with Donald Trump and Mike Pence. That's where my hope is. It's with the people, not with Donald Trump. It's not with anybody else. It's with the people, because I think everyone is starting to, the scales are falling off their eyes, and they're seeing that we are now in tyranny. We have been for a long time. You and I know that.
Yeah.
But they're finally seeing it. Don't you think they
are? I do, and I love, one of my favorite quotes is, optimism is the foundation of courage. I believe that Donald Trump is amazingly optimistic. He's always been optimistic about America, but he's also very courageous. You know, he's not somebody that needed, you and I have talked about this before, he didn't have to run for president, but he loves America. And he is, of all people, has benefited from everything that America stands for. You know, he has created many, many jobs for many, many people. And that's what this is about, too, is prosperity and having the ability to be an independent nation that allows people to the freedom to succeed and the freedom to fail. And this one world government that Hillary Clinton wants is really scary. And it all has these ties to this corruption and stuff I don't really even like to think about. Some of the stuff that's been uncovered in the last couple of weeks is just outside of my pay grade.
Well, you know, yesterday they actually used the word indictment. Yesterday they said it was 99% that five other countries, nations that are not our friends, hacked into these emails.
Wow.
And they're talking about indictment. And I think they're trying to go through them. I don't know that they can get it done before Election Day, but maybe they can. They are working pretty furious at it. And but I have here, and I think I emailed it to you, where Jay Sekulow of the ACLJ, he's suing. You know, when I saw that, I thought, well, who is going to represent we the people? I mean, this goes all the way. We know it does. It goes all the way to the Department of Justice. Loretta Lynch is dirty, or she's acting for dirty people. She's not representing we the people. We know they aren't talking about grandchildren. Come on.
Yep.
She doesn't even have grandchildren. So we know that wasn't what they were doing.
Well, I don't understand how anyone can continue to be casting their vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, I had an interview yesterday with a what I consider to be a conservative-leaning talk show in St. Louis, and they've done kind of a pre-production B-roll, and they had me interviewed opposite of a Washington University student who's, you know, the chairman of the Democratic committee in St. Louis, and he's just all gung-ho for Hillary, and so they were trying to get this balanced report, and I'm listening to this kid, and I'm thinking, he is just completely bamboozled. He's not paying any attention to the facts, and the fact that, you know, Hillary Clinton represents the status quo, and she also represents such corruption, and yet he's overriding all of that because he feels, in his view, as a student who has never been in the workforce, by the way, and still living at home with his parents, feels very strongly, the takeaway message from him was that she's more qualified because she's a politician.
You know, George Will, of course, he's not a Trump fan, but he's coming out, and I heard him say some of this. I just want to turn him off sometimes because I'm so tired of the blah, 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 party this, party that, blah, 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 blah. Well, he's saying if the Republicans lose by a landslide, that would be better. Well, he's looking at this as politics alone. And of course he is, because he wants politics as usual, because that's how these guys, these journalists, they're not journalists, these analysts, that's how they make their living. If we were really, truly free and independent, these guys would be in their place, and we wouldn't be listening to blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we're going into a break. I'm kind of on a roll today. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Are we going to get an indictment? Is she going to get pardoned by Obama? Or who's going to get him? Because I got a feeling he's involved in this. 877-895-5410. Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. I'm being kind of silly today. I'll try and calm down a little bit. But, you know, this is kind of, it's not funny, really, but we have to kind of laugh at it. Not all millennials are like the young man that you heard. They're not all naive, but unfortunately, there are an awful lot of them that are following the politics as usual. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what the analysts, that's what all these people, and I watch Fox mostly, but that's what they want. You know, Dana Perino, months and months and months and months and months ago, she didn't like Trump. She's not too happy with Hillary, so she's just not going to vote. Now, what kind of a message is that?
Yeah.
What kind of a message is that to the American people? You're sitting there getting paid lots of money to analyze so we know how to vote. And then you're saying, well, I don't like it, so I'm not going to vote. So I don't really care for Dana Perino a whole lot. And I heard
I read yesterday,
of course, I've been on a Megyn Kelly strike for a long time. You know how much that woman makes?
I don't. But
I read this yesterday. $20 million a year.
Oh,
now, somebody correct me if I read that wrong, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But I read $20 million, and she wanted a raise. And they weren't going to give her a raise, and so it's up for bid. Her job is up for bid. Nobody else is bidding on it. Everybody's mad.
That is outrageous.
You know,
and she's certainly been ramping up in her apparent plan to throw Trump under the bus. I mean,
oh,
it's really escalated.
Well, you know, if he gets elected, she may be the one under the bus.
Yeah. Well, I think that would be appropriate.
Well, going back to the ACLJ, because they're actually suing the Justice Department over the Bill Clinton-Loretta Lynch meeting at the tarmac. And he goes on in this, and it's a brief article, it's a short article. Of course, they met on the 27th of June. And then it was just shortly after that, the 7th of July, when she accepted, which he had just mentioned days before that, she accepted the findings of the FBI director, James Comey, not to prosecute, not to indict. He goes on in here and he says, she has no business having any involvement in an FBI investigation of this magnitude. This is coming from Jay Sekulow. In its FOIA lawsuit, the ACLJ is seeking all messages Lynch or her subordinates might have reviewed mentioning the tarmac meeting, names of Justice Department workers who might have discussed the meeting, as well as documents detailing conversations about news organizations regarding the fallout. Now, I don't know how far the ACLJ will go with this, but we the people need to know, I didn't know this was on the table, that he was suing for us. So at least the ACLJ is standing up for we the people to try and get to the truth. But Mindy, this just smells to me like it goes all the way to the top. All the way to the top.
I agree. And quite honestly, I think after the last batch of WikiLeaks came out and the FBI decided to reopen the case, it really made me wonder if Obama wasn't throwing Hillary under the bus to cover his own behind, because I think it does go all the way to the top. And the fact that Loretta Lynch is claiming the fifth, you know, is that even allowed as the Attorney General? Can she do that?
You know, that's the only time any of these people appreciate the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
they love
exactly.
The Fifth Amendment. They love to stand on that. Well, you know, and they were coming out last night, and I had said this. Sometimes I amaze myself, you know that. I come up with these little things, and nobody else seems to be amazed by them. But, you know, you remember the old saying that, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. This web that we are seeing around Hillary Clinton, of all the deception and all the lies and all the people that are involved in it, when you see a spider in the web, there are no live friends there.
Exactly.
He doesn't have parties with his friends. So they're going to scatter fairly soon, or they're going to go down for Hillary. And I'm not sure they were all in this to go down.
Well, and these emails have already indicated serious collusion. And, you know, we all know what collusion means, but I looked it up in the dictionary just to further my understanding of the definition. And the definition says a secret agreement, especially for fraudulent or treacherous purposes. Secret or illegal cooperation or conspiracy, especially in order to cheat or deceive others. Boom. Doesn't that just explain Hillary Clinton's doings right there? I mean, it's all with purpose to deceive, as you just said. There is such collusion. It is so deep, and I don't know that we'll ever know all the uncoverings of it, but what if she gets in office? You know, is her entire, everything going to be, about a court case or whatever with her being in trial? Will she end up in jail and Tim Kaine take the helm? I don't know. I mean, I can't even imagine what would follow.
There's a Twitter group on Twitter that they call themselves the PR for Hillary, and they're really it's sarcasm. And they say it tongue in cheek, and say they were getting all excited about a Tim Kaine presidency. Tim Kaine for president. But this web of deceit and deception, she would not be where she is today had she been an honest woman. Well, I guess maybe she'd be farther if she was truly honest. But she has got where she is through the lies and through the deception, through blackmail, through coercion, through the pay-to-play. That's how they got rich. Back in the 90s, and I just can't help but keep thinking about this, with the Filegate. That was when she unlawfully got a hold of FBI FBI papers or FBI files, and they started using things and blackmailing people and using coercion and extortion, and nothing ever really got done with that.
Yeah.
So does she still have some of those papers in her hands? Is she still holding some things over people? I would think they'd get tired of the blackmail by now and say, you know what, lady? I think Leavenworth's where you belong.
Exactly. Well, I remember that, too. Remember the maid magically discovered these missing documents one day?
Mm-hmm.
And she claims that her maid found them. All of this stuff. And, it, you know, it all goes back to the Clinton Foundation.
Always.
The uranium being sold to Russia, General Electric in Algeria, the King of Morocco. All these arrows point, with their billions of dollars, point to the Clinton Foundation and the corruption that lies within. And you know, call me a tinfoil hat wearer, but some of this stuff with pertaining to the Bundys and their freedoms that have and liberties that have been infringed upon, all tying to land ownership and federal land and all these things, it's, you know, you have to wonder how all of that is connected to the uranium sales to Russia. So am I spinning too thick of a web here?
Absolutely not. And, you know, I believe, you know, every time she screams something at Trump, she's the one who's really done it.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, when they, you know, the old saying of one finger pointed out and the rest of them are pointing at you, Hillary is that person. She's the one that's been involved with Russia. Podesta is, I mean, that guy is dirty.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even, you know, the thing is, this group around her that are dirty and filthy and they'll do anything to get her elected, they don't even like her.
Yeah. I know.
You know, Kellyanne got Joy Behar. I have absolutely no respect for that woman. But she sits there and tells Kellyanne, you're just delusional. Of course, she said she'd rather have a rapist in the White House, you know, than she'd rather have abortion. And, you know, it's these people on The View and these people in Hollywood that are just so Hillary whatever, you know, they're going to get Hillary elected regardless of what she's done. I don't know if they're just that stupid, which I think they are, or if they really don't see the significance of what treason is, because it's their lives and their children and their grandchildren that are at stake as well. If this nation goes down.
I just have to point out as well that if the tables were turned and a Republican had done even a fraction of anything remotely close to this or alleged, oh my gosh, it would, you know, they'd be hung out to dry instantly. The media would be all over it. But we've had to do our own digging to get to the truth on all of this.
We've had to rely on a hacker.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Find out what's going on. We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the land and the property rights, but I want to talk about this constant comparison to Watergate, because it just drives me up the wall. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website. Join them. They are good people fighting for you. TheCavalryGroup.com. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
As we have returned, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. They talk, Mindy, like this is the biggest scandal since Watergate. Watergate doesn't even compare. Mm-hmm. Watergate, I'm not defending what they did. Not really. They broke into the Democrat Party files. They wanted to see what their strategies were, what they were up to. And my first thing is, why do either one of these parties have anything to hide from one another or from the American people? If they're there, both of them, for the best of the people, for the better of the people, what is it that they have to hide in files? That's my first thing.
Yeah.
Of course, then they tried to cover it all up. And Nixon erased 20 minutes of the tape to cover it all up. He got found out, got caught, and we heard over and over again, I am not a crook. He wasn't a crook. Nobody made any money, and nobody died, and he resigned. Hillary has had a lifetime of lies, deception, and scandals. Many of them circle around sex. Much of them circle around play to pay. She's constantly covering up her deeds, trying to destroy information, which is against the law. The fact that she destroyed 30,000 emails after they were subpoenaed, if you and I had done that, we'd have never seen the light of day again.
Yep.
And she's still standing there running for the President of the United States. And if people think she's going to do any differently, if she's going to change her colors once she becomes president, and all of a sudden she's going to love this nation, protect this nation, take care of the minorities, take care of the women, they're just fooling themselves. She's going to sell us out there just like she did as Secretary of State.
Yeah, what keeps ringing in my ears, too, is when Obama said this would be the most transparent administration ever.
Well, it's not transparent, except you can kind of see that they're trying to hide things. You can see that.
Yeah, it's, well, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the people who are supporting Hillary because of all of this. Are they just
Isn't that amazing?
Willfully blind? Are they, you know, they're just excusing her because she's a woman and they want a woman president? I just find that, inexcusable.
I don't recall who it was last evening, and it was on, I believe it was either Lou Dobbs or Kennedy. And the woman said, if you really want, you feel like you have to vote for a female, vote for Jill Stein.
What does that tell you?
If that's all you've got on your head is to vote for a female, vote for Jill Stein.
Exactly.
Well,
it's scary.
You
head
know,
of the Green Party.
I went last week, I think it was, that I did this. And I had, if you're still confused, and I can't figure out why people are still confused, and I went through the list as best I could in a simple way. But first I preface, the greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. Right now we're at that point, I do believe, that we have got to make a decision come Tuesday. And just the election alone is not going to repair our faults. I mean, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But Trump has a team behind him, and that's who I'm really looking at, is the team that are behind him. But a vote for Hillary is most assuredly a vote for continued abortion and taxpayers funding the murderous act of Planned Parenthood. A vote for Hillary is a vote to continue the absurdity of a failing Obamacare. A vote for Hillary is a vote to bring in thousands and tens of thousands of unvetted refugees, which are putting our neighborhoods at risk. A vote for Hillary is more war in the Middle East, and possibly Russia and others. A vote for Hillary is more depletion infringements on the Second Amendment as well as your First Amendment. And a vote for Hillary is a vote for acceptance of lies and deception. A vote for Hillary is a vote for evil. And since I wrote this, which was a week ago Monday, so it's almost been 2 weeks ago, even more has come out proving that this woman is behind so many scandals and crimes that it's mind-boggling. They call it the Clinton cartel, and it is absolutely that.
Wow, that's really accurate.
These people don't care about America. If she truly cared about America and where this and the Constitution and where this stands, she would bow out right now. She should have a long time ago and said, you know, this is going to put my nation in a crisis. I don't want to do that. But she's not going to do that until they handcuff her and drag her away.
Yeah, we all have enough challenges, but a vote for Hillary is a vote to destroy our constitutional republic and usher in globalism. And should the globalists succeed, they will completely destroy the four organizing principles that are behind the checks and balances regarding the Constitution, the separation of powers among the three branches of government to legislate, to execute, and to adjudicate, the protection of individual liberties from governmental encroachments, the expression of the political will of the people. I mean, all of that will totally go away and disappear. The Constitution has been our supreme law governing the United States, but if we become, if Hillary gets in office, I believe she will just continue to progress, pushing us into this one-world globalistic government, which completely destroys our constitutional republic.
How can she possibly lead a nation and fight all these suits that are behind her, these indictments? How can she possibly do that she can't. And how,
yeah.
You know, we were set up with the checks and balances. And mm-hmm. as I started out the show, who represents We the People now? Because Congress hasn't done their job. The administration isn't doing its job. So we have these three branches that are supposed to keep each other in check. And it seems to me there's so much dirt and crime and conspiracies, and I don't even like to call them conspiracies because to me they just seem obvious.
Yeah,
it's obvious that they're not representing the people. And it's obvious with the lack of jobs, the way the economy is failing, this health care thing. I mean, it's obvious. We haven't seen Debbie Wasserman Schultz for a while, and she comes out earlier this week, or was it last week? And she's saying, you know, they were talking about how Obamacare, it's going to rise. We just need to tweak it. It's got a few things we've got to iron out yet. I'm thinking, okay, go back into hiding, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We don't need to see you again. It's
unbelievable.
It is.
I know.
So, and people buy this stuff. That's what's really unbelievable. But I think they're done buying it. I mean, there are people that are always going to believe in this two-party monopoly, and they're always going to buy what they're telling them, these career politicians. I want statesmen, Mindy, so bad. I want mm-hmm. people who care about this nation. Ben Carson cares. He really cares. And I think, you know, I wasn't a Newt Gingrich fan before this year, because I know that he was maybe not behind, but it was under his watch that Agenda 1 took place. And, you know, I've been listening to him talk, and it isn't about Trump with him. I know he's supporting Trump, but I really believe he loves this nation. Maybe I'm the one with the foolish eyes, with the rose-colored glasses. But I'm watching these people, and Tony Perkins, Jerry Falwell Jr., and Senator Sessions. I'm watching these people talk and support Trump. And those are the ones I'm really looking at, because I have this feeling that when they're in the meetings and they're all around the table, they're talking about the real issues that we're not hearing in front of the media. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. I want to talk about property rights, Mindy, the foundation of this nation that has been stripped or being stripped away from We the People. You're
yep.
listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We're talking about the elections. But go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com, or you can go to my website and click on the icon. You'll see the little horse riding. They're coming to our rescue. 877-895-5410. And Beth and Mindy will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally Valley has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to BattlefieldEarth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. BattlefieldEarth.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. They are an organization that fights for land and property rights and try to keep those people at bay that come in and infringe upon your rights and try to steal your occupation away from you. You know, Mindy, I heard I'm going to turn this over to you, but I wanted to tell you, and I can't remember who it is. It's somebody running for some office here in the state of Missouri, but they were talking about the government, HSUS. Now, they were saying it in a bad way, but that's one of the big deceptions because it's not part of the government, HSUS.
No.
And I thought that was very poorly put together. Somebody thought they knew what they were saying in that ad, but they didn't.
Boy, that's really scary. You know, a lot of people, animal owners and businesses, operate under false pretense that the Humane Society of the United States is law enforcement, because they masquerade, depending on what state you're in, they can masquerade as law enforcement with their badges and their coats, and they look like ATF officers. And they are definitely not a government agency. They're a non-governmental agency that wields its overreach as if they have the power. But they use bully tactics and intimidation. And too many people fall prey to that because of exactly what you were leading into this next segment about, and that is private property. People don't know what their rights are. They don't know that if someone shows up at the door without a warrant, you can tell them to take a hike. Do not let people on your property wanting to come into your barn or your home or your kennel or whatever.
Let me throw this out there. No matter what, nothing to hide, they don't have any business coming in and using your toilet. They don't any business coming into your house and looking around. No.
And you just said words that we hear all too often, and sometimes when it's too late, people say, well, I had nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that is not going to bode well, because trust me, they will find something if it's, you know, a government agency at your door that, you know, claims they have jurisdiction to be there. If they don't have a warrant and you're not inspected by said agency, they need to leave. Our founding fathers' fundamental motivation behind the construction of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights was the protection of private property and its direct link to freedom and liberty. And too many people do not understand that firmly and clearly. And the framers knew, because they had already, you know, been fighting and living under the tyranny that they fled from the king of England, that they wanted to start this new land so that everyone could prosper and benefit from liberty without that kind of tyranny that, by the way, we're living under today in this overreach of government. But the framers knew that, and they knew that if we lose private property, the country will collapse. And I fear, and I mean this sincerely, this is not just a speculation. I am very fearful that if Hillary Clinton is elected into office, that we are not far from a collapse of some sort. And she has no regard for the Constitution, zero regard for private property, and it's all about lining her pockets, and it's about her own personal gain. They've already proven that. You know, this is all about enriching the Clinton Foundation through their all of this pay-to-play stuff and lining their pockets. It's about money and corruption. And at our expense, at the expense and tragic fall of the United States, it's really scary times that we're living in.
I heard this morning, I normally don't turn Fox on in the morning when I'm getting ready to go. I just turn on, you know, some music and try to key down a little bit before I get here in the office. But this morning I thought, with as fast as things are coming out, maybe I should turn it on. But I did hear that Anthony Weiner has checked himself into a rehab facility for internet sexual addiction. And you know, so I think that might be his way of hiding.
Yeah.
Huma Abedin is hiding. We haven't seen Huma Abedin for a while. You know, the what is taking place if Hillary does get elected? We're going to be in a crisis. We're going to be in a constitutional crisis, and we're going to be in a crisis as a nation, because we won't have a leader. She cannot possibly lead us, and if you think she can, you're just fooling yourself. There's no way that she can go through all these, and we're not just talking about one indictment. We're talking about several investigations in several different areas of her crimes in her life.
Yep, exactly.
And it's mounting. And that's what she's going to have to deal with. And with what she has done with these emails and these servers, she really is not qualified to have top secret documents. She really isn't qualified to take care of this nation's security. And
yep.
She will sell us out. She's already been doing that. And all this is another position for her to sell even more. And that's what she's going to do. And we will be done as a nation, unless the people revolt. And I hate to think about that. But I'm fearful that it's going to come to that if she gets elected.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think the corruption's going to stop just because she's, you know, in a high office. I mean, she's already in a high office.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and if Trump gets elected, we're going to see a lot of people leave the country, and that'll be a good thing.
And that is, you bring up a really good point. If Trump is elected, I don't want people to rest on their laurels. And, you know, there's going to still be a lot of work to do and to help President Trump and his administration unravel the mess that has been put into place over the last 8 years. I mean, it really, you know, at the Republican National Committee, you and I talked about this after the convention, and I meant convention, not committee, but after the convention in July, remember you and I talked about the long list that he was giving out in his speech at the end of the convention and all the things that he wants to overturn? That's a pretty hefty, you know, order.
He'd be a busy man.
He's going to be a busy man and a busy cabinet and administration. I wish he would announce his cabinet now. I really do.
I do too.
I wish
he
really does, powerful.
I know he's got it in place. I know he does. something else, and we're just about out of time. There's no way that he can drain that swamp by himself. And as I look around and I see the how the Republicans are now helping one another get reelected, and certain people that are getting reelected in certain states, one of which is Missouri, the other one is Arizona. Those guys are rhinos, and they need to be gone. They're part of that swamp.
Amen.
But here we are. We're going to have them again, and we know we are. We know I'm not going to vote for them, but we know we're going to have them again. And that is something that we, the people, have to help Donald Trump with. He can't drain that swamp by himself. We have to help drain that swamp. And we have
that.
To, you know, let me give this number out. I give this out periodically, quite often lately. This is the D.C. switchboard. Put it down. 202-224-3121. You call your representatives. You call your senators and you tell them, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Thank you, Mindy. This is the fastest hour of the day. I always love it when you're on with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. It goes too fast.
Thank you for all that
you
do.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all that you do. It takes every single one of us. The cavalry's coming. And you know what? We're going to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.